Now, if you live in a big city or you've traveled to one recently, you might have noticed electric scooters buzzing around or just lying on the sidewalk. They're legal here in Wisconsin, and Milwaukee has given the green light for a test run of the scooters that happened earlier this year. Some people swear by them, but not everyone is a fan. And the objections people raise about scooters today have some things in common with the debate over bicycles more than 100 years ago. Clive Thompson is a science and technology journalist. He recently wrote about this for Smithsonian Magazine. Clive, welcome back to Central Time.
It's good to be here.
Let's start in the present day. These scooters, you can find them in almost every big city you go to. They inspire some strong feelings. What's the back and forth with lovers and haters of electric scooters?
Well, the people who love them love the idea that there's all these electric scooters scattered around their town. And anytime they need to go somewhere that's a short distance that would not be easily served by a bus and maybe kind of too expensive or too short to like take a cab, they can just jump on one of these. And for literally like a dollar or maybe $2, they can go, you know, 10 blocks. So they love that. And they can drop them off anywhere. They're dockless. You don't need to put them back at a dock. So they love the convenience. The people that hate them hate the fact that these scooters are now sort of scattered everywhere in their city, right? You know, because they're dockless, they get left everywhere. They get left. Sometimes they fall over. They also don't like that people often ride the scooters on the sidewalk, and they're kind of fast, right? So there's this thing that's coming at you, you know, 15 miles an hour on the sidewalk. So there's just a real fight in the streets of the U.S. right now over this.
And you see some echoes from now back to the 1800s when people were dealing with another two-wheeled invention, the bicycle. What was the deal here? What was the bicycle automatically an everyday transit option? Why were people concerned?
Well, first off, it actually took a long time for the bicycle to kind of emerge. Like, it actually started really like around like the 1810s, but they were really crude. And it wasn't until about 1890 that they basically perfected the bicycle the way that you and I see it today. You know, those nice sort of round inflatable tires and brakes and two wheels. And they called it the safety bicycle because it was safe for anyone to ride. And when they kind of perfected that, started mass marketing it, it really exploded on the streets of the United States. And so suddenly there was just, you know, hundreds and thousands and eventually millions of people riding these things up and down the streets of New York, Boston, Chicago, you know, everywhere. And it really caused a lot of freakouts amongst people. First off, the people that had like livery trucks, you know, that were drawn by horses, they hated them because the bicycles just scared the dickens out of the horses. And so the horses were always, you know, sort of whinnying and running away when a bike came down. And so there was fist fights between like livery drivers and bicycles. Like, they would push them into traffic. And then, and back then, as now, it wasn't with these scooters, it wasn't really sure where you should ride your bicycle. Like, does it belong on the road? Does it belong on the sidewalk? So they were being ridden on sidewalks and people were freaking out about that. They also rode them. People like to take them on the weekends and ride them around parks. And people were unaccustomed to that because they were trying to play or relax in parks. And suddenly these sort of daredevils were running around on these fast inventions. And so they were banned like for a long time from Central Park, from other parks here in New York City, other places. So there was just a lot of fights over what is this crazy new thing and how can we live with it?
And people who were against bicycles, they even sometimes called for people to vandalize them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there was calls for them to be, if you see one and it's not locked, just steal it. Or you know, break the spokes, or slash the tires was a common thing. In fact, there was a thing that kids would do, teenage kids would do, or where they would scatter like tacks and glass on the road to try and break the wheels of cyclists. Like, that was sort of a prank, but it was egged on by a society, you know, a significant number of which were extremely annoyed and repelled by these bicycles.
Wow. A pretty contentious sort of situation back in the 1800s with bikes.
Yeah. And the other thing that was interesting, the other thing that caused consternation was with women, right? Because, you know, up until that point in time, women were pretty much wearing like petticoats, right? Multi-layered petticoats. And it made it kind of hard to get around. Like, you couldn't walk for very far in those things. So when bicycles came along, it was like this sudden way for young women and middle-aged women, any women, to sort of travel around freely in a really fast way that felt liberating. But because the skirts would actually get messed up, you know, in the spokes, they started wearing bloomers, like, which are these kind of fluffy pants. It was called bifurcated raiment because it, you know, had two legs. And this was scandalous, right? Because society was unaccustomed to seeing women wearing things that even looked like pants. So it caused this, it also caused this revolution, or it aided the revolution that was already happening with the first generation of suffragettes and women's rights. And that, of course, caused people to freak out too, because, like, you know, men would write these editorials going, well, if women are going to wear pants, what makes them different from men? And society's going to fall apart. So it was, you know, the bicycle was had a lot of very interesting side effects.
Well, as a woman wearing pants right now, I think at least that part has been avoided. When you're looking back at this bicycle history, how does it change the way you see electric scooters today and the way that we're talking about them?
Yeah, I in one sense, it gave me some context and maybe gave me some patience, right? Because I think, like other people, I am, you know, alarmed at some of the dangerous way that the scooters have been rolled out and some of the dangerous way that people are riding them, right? Not just danger to other people, running over other people or leaving them in the way of people that are using, you know, crutches or anything like that. But even danger to themselves, because if you ride one of these scooters along like a not very well-maintained road with potholes, you can very easily just take like a header. So part of me is like, wow, this is really a mess. And also the business model where it's these companies that are just trying to dump scooters in the streets, like that's sort of the problem we've seen with like Uber inside cities. And so that doesn't portend well. But I will say, when I look back at the bicycle thing, I see, well, you know, sometimes it does take society a decade or two to figure out how to adjust to a new type of mobility, a new technology that lets people go from point A to point B inside a city. It takes a while to figure out the protocols, right? Like it took a while for bicyclists to figure out, okay, we need to be in the streets and not on the sidewalks, and for cities to pass laws and regulations saying that, and for police to start enforcing that, right? And so part of me is like, well, probably the same thing is going to happen with all these quote unquote micromobility technologies, like the little scooters or the larger sort of electric mopeds. So this is all a big hot mess right now. But I actually think it will be possible to figure out the rules of engagement here. I will say it has been heartening to see a bunch of cities, you know, taking action on this, like actually, you know, looking pretty carefully at who's operating and limiting the number of little scooters and things. So that seems good. I think the transition may happen faster this time than it happened with bicycles 100 years ago.
Sure. Combination of public and private and companies and pedestrians, everybody working together. Clive, thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, it was great.
Clive Thompson is a science and technology journalist, and we were talking about scooters and how the debate sounds a lot like not questionable attitudes toward bicycles in the 19th century.